बिहारी बहु जन बल्लभ देवि नरहारी
जय माधव कुंज बिहारी
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी बहु जन बल्लभ देवि नरहारी
Thank you.
जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा मणि की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंद और गौरिष्ठ के संबंध और गौरिष्ठ के संबंध बोध और गौरिष्ठ के संबंध बोध और गौरीज और गौरीज और गौरिष्ठ श्री गुरु एंड गौरव session. You missed, okay, quite a few. So just a very brief background. By glorious departures, we mean glorious deaths. We are talking about examples of great devotees who died in an exemplary way, who set the standard for the perfect death. On the first day we spoke about death and the importance of learning how to die by the process of learning how to live properly. We discussed that quite extensively. And then the previous time, last time, that is on Sunday evening, we spoke about Maharaj Parikshit's glorious passing away from this world. Such examples are very helpful for us because they give us some inspiration and guidelines on how we should approach death, because death is going to come to every one of us. So So what should be our attitude? What should we be thinking about? How should we face the inevitable that will come to us in our life? Actually, we have to prepare for it for our whole life. Today we'll speak about a very special devotee, a great devotee of Krishna, a very intimate associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur. How many of you have not heard of Haridas Thakur before? Please raise your hand. Okay, very nice. How many of you have not heard of the passing away pastime of Haridas Thakur today? Okay, that's quite a few. How many of you have heard it? How many of you know all the details? Okay. So what's different about it? And even if we have heard it in detail, it's still worth hearing about and speaking about it. Because it is a very inspirational story. Haridas Thakur was not an ordinary devotee. He was an extraordinary devotee from birth. He was born in a Muslim family, but somehow or the other, he had a spontaneous attraction to chanting of Krishna's names. In the history of devotion to Krishna, there have been many great devotees who were born in Muslim backgrounds. In Braj also there's many, like Ras Khan, and in Orissa, great devotee of Jagannath called Salabed. These are legendary personalities. And of course, as far as followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are concerned, we have Haridas Thakur. Not much is known about his origins, exactly who his parents were and what they did, and where he was born. There are conjectures. But the first we hear about Haridas Thakur is when he came traveling, and then certain pastimes took place. He was already a very exalted soul by that time. He was already constantly chanting the names of Krishna all the time. And this was even before he had met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one can well understand that this is not an ordinary person who has a spontaneous attraction for the holy names of Krishna even without anybody preaching to him. We start our 16 rounds after a great struggle, right? People have to really break their heads to try to convince us to chant Hare Krishna. And then also we have so many doubts and so many questions, and then we start slowly with one round, two rounds, maybe a few rounds, and eventually it takes us such a long time to get to chanting 16 rounds every day. And also then it becomes such a struggle and such a burden to somehow or the other attain moksha or liberation every day by finishing 16 rounds. And then we say, well, now I'm liberated from the day's work, 16 rounds over, free for the day now. Can relax a little bit. But Haridas Thakur used to chant how many Mahamantras every day? How many rounds every day? 300,000 names. That's roughly how much? 192 rounds of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra every day. And we chant 16. Right? And 16 is a tough job. We have to finish it. But 192 rounds, maybe more, 300,000 rounds. Actually, 1 lakh names or 100,000 names roughly works out to 64 rounds. Not exactly, but roughly. So 3 lakh names or 300,000 names is three times that. So Haridas Thakur's absorption in the chanting of the holy names was phenomenal. We spend roughly 2 hours a day chanting our 16 rounds, and the rest of the 22 hours are for so many other things. But for Haridas Thakur it was the opposite. 20 hours chanting and 2-3 hours for other things, including sleeping, eating, whatever else was there. Now, we cannot imitate Haridas Thakur, of course. We will die. There's no doubt about that. So, Haridas Thakur's example is extraordinary. And when he came to the association of the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, immediately everybody recognized his exalted status. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also recognized it, and he awarded him the title Namacharya, the Acharya or the great teacher of the holy name. The word Acharya comes from the word Acharan, which means behavior. One who sets the example, sets the standard by his own behavior, that's an Acharya, who teaches by example. So because he set the standard by his own example for how to chant the holy name, how much to chant the holy name, so he was the Acharya of the holy name. And this title was awarded to him by none other than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. So it goes to show that there is no barrier of caste, creed, community, even religious background, ethnic background. There is no such distinction or discrimination when it comes to the chanting of the holy names and to Krishna consciousness in general. So Mahaprabhu had many such associates in his intimate circle. Haridas Thakur was one. Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami were two others. They were actually born in Saraswat Brahmin families, but they had been engaged in the intimate service of the Muslim king of Bengal, Nawab Hussain Shah. And according to the orthodox customs of the day, they were ostracized from the community of Hindus because they were serving a Muslim king so intimately. So they were practically considered Muslims, and they even had Muslim names. So as far as society was concerned, they were as good as Muslims. And therefore they also did not venture to step into Jagannath's temple in Jagannath Puri. There is a custom that has been coming down for many years that only those born in Hindu families can enter Lord Jagannath's temple. Which is of course something we don't agree with at all. Because we understand that Krishna consciousness has nothing to do merely with one's birth. There are so many devotees who are not born in Hindu families, even in our ISKCON movement, who are so dedicated and sincere in following all the rules and regulations of Krishna consciousness, and who have such sincere devotion for Krishna and Jagannath in their hearts, and they are not allowed to go. And there are others born in a Hindu family who may be violating all the regulative principles, leading completely immoral lives, and may not have a tinge of devotion for the Lord, but they can just walk in because they are born in a Hindu family. So devotees have been working on this for quite a few years, and there seems to be some softening of the stand thanks to this effort, but it will be a while before the priest there can come around to accepting this. Nevertheless, the point is that even at that time, 500 years ago, the society was very rigid. And what to speak of Haridas Thakur, who was actually born in a Muslim family, even those who had been closely associating with Muslims were also considered persona non grata, which means that you were not allowed inside the Jagannath temple. So that was the kind of atmosphere that was prevailing there. And Haridas Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, out of their humility, never tried to violate the local customs because they didn't want to create an uproar anywhere. And they were very humble. They felt, anyway, we are not qualified to go there. So they would rest content with looking at the chakra on top of Lord Jagannath's temple. So the chakra, Sudarshan chakra, that's there on top of the Gopuram or the Shikhar minaret of the temple, That is as good as seeing Lord Chaitanya. That is the idea. So Haridas Thakur every day just have darshan of the chakra on top of the temple and he would not go in. But his devotion was so great that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none other than Krishna, who is none other than Lord Jagannath, would come every day in the afternoon to see him. So Haridas Thakur could not go to see Jagannath, but Jagannath in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna would come and give darshan to him every day personally. He had a little place, and what was the name of the place where Haridas Thakur stayed? What was the name of the place?
Siddha Bakul.
Who said that? Yes. Siddha Bakul. It's a very famous place. So next time you all go to Jagannath Puri, you must visit Siddha Bakul. That is Haridas Thakur's place of residence. So every day Mahaprabhu would come there at noon and spend some time with Haridas Thakur. That is how much and how highly he regarded Haridas Thakur. Now it also happened that Haridas Thakur was much older in age than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was quite elderly by the time he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Similar to the age of Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya was almost 50 years older than Mahaprabhu. And Haridas Thakur was also many, many years older. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was 24 years old when he took sannyas. And then he shifted to Jagannath Puri rather than Vrindavan at the request of his mother, Shachi Mata. He went for pilgrimage for the next 6 years, and in between, whenever he was in Jagannath Puri, he performed many, many pastimes there with the devotees. So the phase of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life till he took sannyas is called the Adi Lila in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The phase of his life from the point of taking sannyas for another 6 years, from the age of 24 to 30, till Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri and then never moved out after that, that phase of 6 years is called the Madhya Lila. And then from the age of 30 till the age of 48, till Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared from this world, those 18 years are called the Antya Lila. In that Antya Lila phase, Mahaprabhu would go into very deep and intense trances of remembrance of Krishna, and he would have ecstatic symptoms manifesting. He would spend time increasingly with his close associates like Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar and so on. So now this pastime of Haridas Thakur's passing away happened towards the end of the Antya Lila of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was probably in his 40s at that time, perhaps. And so Haridas Thakur must have been really old at that time. So the whole episode has been described beautifully and in great detail by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in his magnum opus, the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And I would like to recommend to all of you who have the Chaitanya Charitamrita at home that you can read this particular chapter. Antya Lila chapter 11, the passing of Thakur Haridas. If you have this in your house, if you don't have a set of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, I suggest you get one, keep it in the house, and after you've read all the earlier books, you may selectively read passages from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Some passages are very, very deep and esoteric, and it may not be recommended to read those sections right away till you have read all the other books of Srila Prabhupada. Nevertheless, there are some sections which are very nice to read even at an early stage in devotional service. So this chapter is also one of them. So Kaviraj Goswami describes in this chapter about the Antalila of Mahaprabhu and how day after day his symptoms of ecstasy in separation from Krishna increased. Mahaprabhu would spend all day chanting and at night he would stay in his room, the Gambhira, with his intimate associates, and they would recite different verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam and from the works of great devotee poets like, anybody knows? Gita Govinda. Of whom?
Jayadev
Goswami. Which other poets' works would Mahaprabhu listen to? Bilvamangal Thakur. Which book? Krishna Karanamrita. What else? Who else did he listen to?
The prayers of the Bhagavatam, Guru
Maharaj. Yes, Bhagavatam, yes. But in terms of, apart from Bhagavatam, which are the poets?
Brahma Samhita.
Brahma Samhita, well, yes.
Vidya
Vachaspati. Not Vidya Vachaspati. Vidya Vachaspati was different. This is Vidyapati. Vidyapati was a great devotee poet from Mithila. And there was also Chandidas. He was also a great poet. And these poets wrote very deep things about Krishna and his pastimes. So Mahaprabhu would relish this all night long. Wouldn't sleep. And there were his associates like Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar would recite these verses. And Mahaprabhu would just go into ecstatic trance. And they would relish these verses night after night, sometimes all day and all night. And this would be happening. So as the days passed, Mahaprabhu's display of these transcendental ecstatic symptoms increased. And he started withdrawing more and more into himself. And he was less and less available to the people at large. However, he would not stop associating with his intimate devotees like Haridas Thakur. So one day, Govinda, the personal assistant or servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, carried the Mahaprasadam of Lord Jagannath to Haridas Thakur. Now this was also a regular feature. Even when Mahaprabhu could not come, or even if he did come, Govinda would bring Lord Jagannath's Mahaprasadam for Haridas Thakur because Haridas Thakur would not go in the temple. And then Haridas Thakur would honor some of the Mahaprasad. So this time, when Govinda came to Haridas Thakur, he saw that he was lying on his back and he was chanting his rounds on his beads very, very slowly. And Govinda was worried because he was very elderly and he looked very weak and frail. And he was lying and somehow with great difficulty he was making the effort, physical effort, to move the beads and to chant. So he was chanting very, very slowly. So Govinda asked him, he said, "Oh Haridas Thakur, please rise. I have brought the Mahaprasadam of Lord Jagannath for you. Please honor this." When Haridas Thakur saw this, he said, "Today I shall observe fasting." What is the reason? The reason is, he said, "I have not finished chanting my prescribed number of rounds. How then can I eat?" So this was his standard. Till he finished his rounds, not 16 rounds. Till he finished chanting all his rounds, he wouldn't eat anything. So he said, I have not finished my rounds, so I will not eat. But in any case, he said, "You have brought Jagannath's Mahaprasadam. How can I disrespect that?" So he took a little morsel.